to the Pirate's Code Podcast. I have awakened to a beautiful day in paradise. Hold up! We have a question from a listener on the screen thingy. He says, why is it that 0.1% of the population rakes in billions of dollars while the rest of us struggle to put food on the table and a roof over our families' heads? Arr! Now ye have hit Blackbeard's hot button. I fought against this condition me whole life. If ye irritate the elites badly enough, as I meself did, they shall hunt ye down and exterminate ye, just as they did meself. I shall attempt to address this issue in family-friendly terms, which may be a challenge, without being too critical of the old centralized system, which evolved over time into the corrupt monster that it is today because of human nature. We shall attempt to paint a vision of a better future. It has been distressing to Blackbeard to observe that for millions of people on Earth who earn barely enough money to survive, there is one person making tens of billions of dollars from the collective efforts of those millions, or minions, as the billionaires see them. Human nature causes those at the top to become very controlling and manipulative, keeping the gargantuan profits for themselves, with no regard for what they call the despicable lesser human beings. In my opinion, a person should be able to live very comfortably on perhaps $1 billion and become a hero to millions by using the other billions of dollars coming in to benefit those who are willing to work, but who have been displaced by technology. In today's world, one of the fastest ways to become extremely rich is to become a politician with a minimal salary. Once you get elected and become a part of the corruption, millions flow directly into your hidden accounts. This is because the people in power make the laws, such as no term limits, no accountability, and the policy that those in office cannot be convicted of any crime. When heinous crimes by politicians are detected by the masses, the media may provide a dog and pony show on the television with corruption charges to placate the masses, but no career politician will ever be held accountable. If they were held accountable for their corrupt actions, they would spill the beans on the rest of the corrupt actors. You watch my back, I'll watch yours. Works well in the centers of corrupt power. Blackbeard has observed that taking personal responsibility is an idea that has been totally rejected over the past few decades. This has been fostered by the controllers who told you, you are not responsible. It is not your fault. It is the blame of your parents, the economy, society, television, culture, or anybody, but not you. They have conspired to create an entire culture of helpless victims. Because people who are helpless cannot help themselves. Therefore, they have to have a savior. And politicians just happen to be available for the job. Vote for me, and I will solve all your problems. But they never do. We put them into power. They get rich. And those who will not take personal responsibility for their lives or for learning how to make a living get poorer and poorer. If leaders promise universal basic income with the idea that you can live a great life without having to ever work, it is a lie. They may create a UBI system, but it will be a minimal existence. Picture a family of four living in a cramped one-bedroom apartment in a slum. This is the reality of UBI. Many writers with more formal education, or perhaps more intelligence than myself, will write detailed books about why things are changing so rapidly, how they are changing, and giving many examples of successes and failures that people can learn from. Then the writers will provide their opinion of what people should do about it. The more ye learn, the better off ye shall be. The internet exposed the truth to the whole world. The worldwide elites, as they call themselves, created an educational system designed specifically to program individuals or brainwash people into believing that there were only two choices in life. Either you go into military service for your country, or you get an education to do a specific job working for a large corporation. To break it down, the elites, which we will call the controllers or manipulators, control each country's politicians, and therefore control the military. When they need a large percentage of the population of any country stomped down and put back in their place because they are becoming restless and uncontrollable, they send in the military that they control to quell the riots, to overthrow the evil dictator, or whatever excuse they choose as the narrative. They also own about 90% of the stock of every major corporation in the world, and they need brainless people who will work 8 hours or more a day, 5 to 7 days a week, for 40 years or more, until they either die or have no more productive capability, at which point in time, the controllers will discard them like used toilet paper. Billions of people have effectively been forced into these two labor camps by the politician puppets and the controller's education system. In Hollywood terms, they use human beings as batteries in their matrix to enrich themselves at the expense of the lives of the other 99.9% of the world's population. Blackbeard would like to start a peaceful revolution, not using weapons and violence, because all the nations of the world will send their military to kill you. Instead, simply stop buying into their brainwashing. Start thinking for yourself. Use common sense. Reject obvious lies. Just because a politician or media outlet says it does not make it true. In fact, you could go so far as to say, if you see it on a major media outlet, it is either a complete lie or a truth twisted beyond recognition to make you believe what the controllers want you to believe. Why is that? The controllers own every major news outlet in the world. Don't fall for the government propaganda. Just look around and you and observe the results of the government's programs, and you will know the truth. For example, the inflation rate is much higher than reported. They base the national inflation rate on irrelevant items that seldom increase in price. Everything that you have to pay for to live, such as food, water, vehicles and the gas to run them, houses and the energy to heat and cool them, travel and more, are going up in price between 10 to 20% a year. They don't want you to know that because you would elect new politicians in the hopes of changing it. So they create lies and repeat them on every media outlet in the nation that the inflation rate is around 2%. Another example. The unemployment level is much higher than reported. If they report the actual rate, which is about 20% nationwide, they will be thrown out of office. So they manipulate or tweak the numbers to show a 3 or 4% unemployment rate. When they claim the new tax is only to be on the rich, it is a lie. The poorest who buy the lie and vote for the liars will be hit the hardest. Just look back at the last 50 to 100 years, at the promises made, and then look at reality. It becomes obvious. So don't believe the media's lies and twisted narratives. Don't believe politicians just because they have the same skin color as you do, or speak the same language as you do, or claim to have the same moral or religious values as you do. Look beyond the facade at the facts. Never believe that the blatant lie that government will take care of you. Politicians are highly paid puppets doing the will of the puppet masters. No matter what they promise, they cannot fulfill. Look at the facts. The fastest way to get rich in America is to become a politician. How can that be when their salaries would barely support a middle-class lifestyle? They go into office with a net worth of, say, $200,000 to $1 million. 4 years or 8 years later, they leave office with a net worth of hundreds of millions of dollars on a $200,000 a year salary. Do the math. The government exists to pillage and plunder the populace to further enrich the top one-tenth of 1% of the population. And their reward for doing that is that the political class get to fly around the world on Lear jets, vacation at the most exclusive resorts in the world, get the rights to vacation on the most exotic islands in the world at zero expense, never have to pay taxes for the rest of their lives, get retirement packages for life of more than they were paid in salary, get to fly around on Jeffrey Epstein jets and have sex with underage girls and boys, and on and on. Epstein is dead and the facts covered, but the business he provided is still going strong. If you can vote, start electing good people, not the liars that promise to give you the most stuff for free. They won't. Watch the promises candidates make, and if they fail to fulfill their promises, get them unelected as soon as possible. Speak to politicians and ask them to pass laws that will hold politicians accountable to do what they promise or be ejected from office. Be prepared to catch them when they pass out. Here is how to start participating in the Blackbeard Worldwide Peaceful Rebellion. Don't believe it just because they say it. Don't work a job that you hate and never try to step away. Start a part-time business or a side hustle to create additional income. The wealthier you become, the less control they will have over your life. Stop buying the chemical fake food they put in front of you. Start buying and eating real food and start getting healthy. The healthier you become, the less control they have over you. Stop accepting their lies that you should spend your whole life chasing the dollar. They take over 50% away from you in taxes. Do things that are more important to life, such as family, friends, helping others, religious or community activities. These are the things that you will wish you had spent more time on when you are getting close to death. I have never heard anyone nearing death say, "I just wish I could have spent more time at my job, away from my family and loved ones." Count the blessings that you have and be thankful and stop comparing yourself to others. Most advertising is predicated on the idea that you just have to have this car, house, clothing, jewelry, vacation, so that you can impress all your friends. Your friends aren't paying attention to you. They are too concerned about doing things to try to impress you and others. Ah! Don't call it a Blackbeard World Rebellion out loud, mates. Just quietly go about recruiting others to join Blackbeard World on a crusade to decentralize power, decentralize money, decentralize control. Bring the power back to the people. Shine a light into the dark corners of corruption and watch the scurvy rats run for cover. Now I shall be in a dark mood for the rest of the morn. You know the drill. Download the app, subscribe, join the community, and become a part of the solution.